Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Colleges are saying we're not even going to be on campus, and some are saying that already. I don't know how you justify having student athletes play and still call it, you know, put it under the guise of the NCAA and amateur.
Well, like, so Seth Davis was tweeting about this yesterday.
What, USC's gone online. We've seen several. We're talking about now, like, the Pac-12's not going to play.
Right. So Seth Davis was actually addressing this yesterday on Twitter, and he said his thought is that as long as the campus is operational, they will allow.
Students can play. They'll tell themselves.
Yeah.
We're open, so that makes
sense. Because students will be allowed to live there.
Quote-unquote academics.
Right, because students will be allowed to still live on campus. You know, even Harvard's going to have 40%, you know, occupancy of, you know, student living. So that's going to be the buzzword, it feels like, operational.
Well, I still think a lot of this stuff's going to get, especially college football, Mike, they may follow in the Ivy League's steps and push some of this stuff back to the spring. We're already seeing where they're dropping off some of these, you know, these fly-tos, hey, let's cut that out of the schedule. I bet we see that all over the place, you know, over the next few weeks and few months. Folks dropping flights, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, folks not having the same amount of games played. It's gonna further divide haves and have-nots, but it's an unprecedented world. We'll see where it turns up afterwards.
Yeah.
Interesting times, though.
Indeed,
it will be, in terms of how some of these athletic departments get by with no fans.
Yep.
It's going to be tough.
All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
I've worked hard to get where I am today, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me anywhere I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can cruise where and when I want with the wind in my hair and the sun on my face. Get started at mycityrides.org.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collierville or visit online at joestewartbodyshop.com.
Sports are coming back, and Irene Golf and Country Club is celebrating by offering unlimited championship course play for only $140 a month through May of next year. This includes driving range, putting and chipping greens, everything you need to take your game to the next level. You can also be part of their seasonal scramble tournaments that include great prizes. Don't forget, membership comes with gym, pool, and tennis court access. And as I mentioned, it's only $140 per month. Visit IreneGolfCC.com and sign up today. Irene Golf and Country Club, located off Hacks Cross near Shelby Drive.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. Through its museum in historic Philadelphia, just steps from where the Constitution was signed, and its online interactive Constitution, the center brings together people of all ages and perspectives to learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For podcasts, live programs, constitutional news, and educational resources, visit ConstitutionCenter.org.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference, like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help.
offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
It's the perfect time for a powerful business refresh during Dell Technologies Cyber Savings Event. It starts now with up to 50% off high-performance Windows 10 business laptops, desktops, and servers, plus top-brand electronics. It's also your chance to streamline IT and simplify PC life cycles with PC as a service. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 10 Pro for Business. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeal.
Imagine a coffee cup. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business. One of thousands on eBay, powered by millions of people, all working to get you exactly what you want. That's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
Take me around the world and back again.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
We're back, Jason and John on 89.9 FM ESPN. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
So, over on the gram, on IG, on Instagram, Penny Hardaway has posted a picture of himself. It looks like in his van. But we knew about the van. The van is not new news to us. What we did not know and what we did see for the first time in this Instagram post is he is rocking a mask, and it is a 1 cent logo. It's a 1 cent branded face mask. The caption is social distancing. So Penny Hardaway clearly complying and heeding the mask mandate in Shelby County. And he tweeted, he posted social distancing, hashtag love over hate, hashtag God got me. I will tell you, Penny looks good, man. Penny looks like he's, you know, lost a few LBs. He looks like,
it's been different for some of us.
Yeah, it has been. Quarantine.
Zion and Penny go down.
Jokic.
Tighten up. Jokic goes down.
Yeah.
You and I go up.
Yeah.
Get heavier.
Penny said, he's been doing 3.5 months of two a days.
See, folks been training. Real athletes have been training. You and me just been eating.
Yeah.
Coming to work and eating.
It happens.
Not
you know?
Training as much.
It happens.
You still getting to the gym?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't put on as many as I have.
I'm going to the gym for sure.
You guys inspire me.
But I do think, you know, you're when you're sort of bored just sitting around, you know, you're going to eat. You know, you're going to just do it. And the gym was closed, in fairness. Like, most of us did not have access to a gym for what? Like 2 months,
exactly.
You know what I mean? So that should be said. But he's got a 1 cent mask. He's wearing a 1 cent branded mask. I don't know if those are on sale, but we got to get those out. We got to get those branded. Get them at the Tiger Bookstore or something.
Did you see Louisville shut things down?
I did see that.
Now Memphis, no news that it did. Now nothing was. I don't know. Memphis had a couple of positives in the staff member, but no one tied that specifically to the basketball program.
Yeah.
That news just came out after we saw that the basketball team was among other students returning to campus that tested.
Mm-hmm.
That said, to our knowledge, they haven't had to shut any of these, you know, anything down. Now, I can't imagine much activity is going on right now. You know, right now it seems like Penny Hardaway is spending most of his time and looks like fruitfully in recruiting and trying to lock down Musa Cisse. That said, typically, you know, during this time of year, you could be with your guys for a couple of hours a week, all that, but college basketball in the same place. Now, Louisville, yeah, had a couple of positives, and they've shut everything down for at least a couple of weeks, and you figure you're going to see that all over the country, you know, just whether it's – and we have in college football, and those guys that returned. Memphis has been fortunate. They haven't looked like, you know, have had to stop things for any prolonged amount of time from it, in terms of its testing of football. And John, this – you know, when it comes to testing, you've seen it go all the way down the levels. I know you haven't, you're not having to look at this right now. You will later on, possibly, or maybe we're in a better place then. But SES is talking, you know, talks about its plan right now for, and how big a part, you know, testing is for everything else. That's one thing they can't do is, you know, we talked to Laird Veach, who said, we've got a good deal with the lab. Well, you know, what you don't realize is how expensive this can get if you're going to do it properly and test as frequently as you want to, how expensive it can get. And for Shelby County Schools, they estimate it'd be $20 million mm-hmm. to test as frequently as you want to. And so, you know, what they're going to have basically is just social distancing. But in these instances, on the college campuses, at least, that whether it's cutting deals with labs or whatever else, you hope for as much as they can. You keep that testing frequent for our kids and, mm-hmm. and on down, you know, where you've got the choice, yes, to keep it virtual if you can keep your kid at home or go. Testing and frequently won't be a big part of that because it's too expensive right now. That's one thing. We are still, it's amazing, as long as we've been dealing with this, not at a place, right, where just to a man and to a woman, to a kid, to an adult, where we can all just get it and get tested. We're still in baseball. They can't even get this together. You're making the point yesterday. They've been bickering so long over money, mm-hmm. the results, and you know they had Chris Bryant, my Cubs hitter, come out and say, you know, he doesn't even feel safe right now because he thought the testing was going to be more frequent than it is, has been. Where the results, you're seeing it all over baseball. Again, I've gotten off on a tangent here, but it's hard to believe that testing, where it is today, that we're not at a smoother place having had to deal with this as long as we have. That said, the news in terms of as far as Memphis is concerned has been pretty good on these tests, as far as we know, as far as has been reported.
Yeah. So anyway, Penny's got a mask. 1 cent, wear yours when you're out. If Penny can do it, you damn sure can do it as well.
Next story.
I can tell how much you like talking about that COVID.
I mean, we've only, you know, I feel like we haven't really talked about it enough over the last 4 months. You know.
Well, did we get too complacent and not talk about it enough? Should we have had a COVID report?
No, I think we've talked about it plenty, to be honest. I think we've given it pretty much as much coverage as we possibly can.
Well, you're wearing your mask. I'm wearing my mask. Bradley Beal, if you've seen this news, we touched on it to start the show, won't play in the NBA restart because of a shoulder injury. The Washington Wizards announced this morning. Now, it's how much stock were you putting in the Wizards, who will be getting at least some of their guys back, right? I think John Wall is scheduled to be back. Now, what form of John Wall you will get and what that'll look like, who knows? But in the Wizards situation with no Bradley Beal, and like we've talked about, you can ask yourself, well, why are they even going down? Nets are in a similar situation at this point, where now with no Spencer Dinwiddie, you know, it feels like they'll just be going through the motions, particularly in these seeding games, albeit for Chris Chioza with the Nets, and we hope perhaps for Jeremiah Martin, it'll be an opportunity. That said, this is just kind of going through the motions for a lot of these teams, and it certainly will be for the Wizards if it wasn't already without Bradley Beal. We get it. This is a, you know, right rotator cuff injury, they say, so you've got to put your reason out for why you're not going down there. But again, no one was expecting much from the Wizards anyway. So, yes, it's news that a superstar is not going down. And Bradley Beal is a superstar, right? Would you consider him a superstar?
Sure.
You put him in the right situation, I mean, he'll win big. He's just been in the wrong.
Superstar,
you build a team around Bradley Beal? I think so. The Wizards have just done a poor job of doing it.
I mean, part of that is
they're locked into John Wall, a John Wall who's not the same player as he was even, you know, 3 years ago. Some of that due to injury, some of it due maybe to, you know, his own drive and motivations, but most of that I would say due to injury. But, you know, Bradley Beal strikes me as superstar potential if you put him in the right situation. What is he, second leading scorer in the league?
Yeah, no, I mean,
anybody, you got
yeah,
the second leading scorer in the league,
step.
You can absolutely, you know, build something around him. I just think the Wizards have done a poor job. I've always thought, you know, now there's a guy, you know, and again, I like Zach LaVine on most nights, but I've always thought as a Bulls guy, well, I could build around Beal That said, him and the wall thing just haven't really worked out. It hadn't been an experiment that's worked. And at some point, he's got to, you know, whether it's going to be Washington doing it there, which it appears he wants to do.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to get something built around Bradley Beal if he's ever going to win. He wasn't going to win anything this year. He knows it. Rotator cuff surgery also. He's not headed down to the bubble.
Yeah, so there you have it. No, I think it's possible. You maybe. I mean, 30 points a game, certainly, I mean, you can't deny that. So, but yeah.
He's a superstar, dude.
No Bradley Beal. No Bradley Beal on the restart.
Next story.
Saw this story yesterday in college basketball. We're sort of talking about how different ways COVID-19 is sort of impacting sports and the sports schedule. One way that it has happened is Dan Gavitt, who is the senior vice president of basketball, told Sports Illustrated yesterday that he has presented conference commissioners with a plan that would move the start date of the college basketball season up, not back, but up by 2 weeks. And the reason why is to play more games before that semester break when, you know, most schools are taking that everybody's pretty much getting out after Thanksgiving and not coming back till January. And in Gavitt's mind, it's more utility to add some flexibility, you know, because he thinks there is definitely a better than 50-50 chance that there will be games canceled, you know, because of outbreaks or whatever the case may be. So that would mean season openers go from November 10th to October 27th, and it would help offset a prospect that Gavitt calls almost a certainty that games in December and January are canceled when students are not on campus during an adjusted academic calendar. So that's one of the different ways I think that the NCAA is looking at sort of handling this season. I do know this. I don't know what you have to do. I don't know when you start it, when you don't start it, but there is just no way that the NCAA is not going to try to reclaim that March Madness revenue. And honestly, like I do think college basketball is a whole hell of a lot more flexible to this than college football, for example. You know, I think there's a lot of different ways you could do college basketball. You know, I think you could just do a conference-only season, you know, and you still get, 16 games, you know, 20 games, whatever it is, between 16 and 20 games. I think there's a possibility that you could just do, you know, conference tournaments. You could start a season with conference tournaments, you know, and you could use, you know, last season's results, or there's different ways to go about it and then just sort of go from there. And it wouldn't be ideal and it wouldn't be perfect, but it's a way to sort of field a field of 68, you know what I mean? Like, it's a way that you can just, there's a lot of different mechanisms you can do in college basketball where I don't think you can do in college football, you know? How can you really feel like you get the four best teams, you know, in college football if you're playing a shortened season, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and everybody's not playing, or, you know, how do you sort of do that? You know, in college basketball, you have 68 teams, there's less pressure. You know what I mean? Like, there are going to be teams that don't get in. They're going to be pissed off about it. But at the end of the day, it's 68 teams. Or maybe you shorten that field too. I don't know. I just think there's a lot more, you know, flexibility in college basketball than college football. And so I guess my outlook is a whole hell of a lot better, you know. And also with college basketball, here's the thing. You can put all these guys in the same place. You know, I mean, they are or four places, four sites. You know what I mean? Like,
what that tournament bubble will look like.
I mean, it won't be perfect, but they do it every year, you know? I mean, in different regions, you know, obviously it's a much grander scale, but like I'm just saying, like in this sort of pandemic world, you know, like maybe you set aside hubs, you know what I mean? And you play out, you know, until you get to a Final Four or an Elite Eight or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I just wonder, is it fewer sites? Can you still do 68? I mean, all those things will come into play.
Yeah.
You know, some of those smaller schools, John, hell, they might not be able to, you know, by the end of the season, depending upon how their seasons have fared and how many teams they've played, you figure some of them might not be able to compete. You'd like to think you've still got enough for 68. Once you've got, you know, that's out of 300 and, 50-something usually. You'd like to think there'd be enough there to put together a whole tournament. But safely, can you still do 68? Do you cut it down? We'll see all that. I do wonder if sites all remain the same, that kind of thing. Because you're right, you kind of work in those pods. You're already sort of used to working in. That said, those pods might, you know, maybe they get a little larger because you're using fewer sites. we'll see. You can't necessarily have a, you know, if you're scheduled for Houston, you know, maybe you won't be able to do it down there. So you've got to reschedule or somewhere else. We'll see. But obviously the NCAA particularly is going to want to have March Madness. It'll just be what it looks like, what form it takes. It'll be interesting to see what that looks like.
So that's one way they're looking at it. I don't know if moving it up makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. If anything, I would almost say move it back. Yeah, move it to January.
We've been talking about.
And then just, you shorten up, you know, you don't have the – it'll be devastating for those smaller schools. You know, I mean, those, you know, like the Mississippi Valley States of the world, you know, who are getting, you know, six-figure checks for playing these games. You know, I mean, they depend on those. But that's the world we live in now. You know, I mean, those are going to be considered –
inevitably you're going to lose a layer of those folks.
Yeah, I mean, because you're just trying to complete a season. You know what I mean? People forget, you know.
Just the already not having fans gonna hurt them now, but so much of their athletic department budget based on those bye games and the money they get from them. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah,
it's gonna absolutely, you know, hurt them. You know, no question about it.
People forget that you know, I mean, the NBA is resuming. The MLB is gonna. Who knows what they're gonna do if baseball doesn't play? Baseball only. I said this to somebody yesterday. If baseball doesn't play, it's not COVID's fault. It's baseball's fault. Period. Point blank. You know. I mean, it is what it is. Baseball only has itself to blame in that whole ordeal. But college basketball is the sport that lost out on that revenue. They lost that March Madness revenue. They didn't get any. They didn't start a tournament. Everybody else is going to try to cobble together something and finish something and reclaim that TV money. You know, the NCAA, they didn't get that with March Madness. They can't go another one without it. Like, you wonder, like, how can you – we talk about football a lot, right? And it's true. But two straight March Madnesses, you know, in 2020 and then 2021, bro, they can't survive that. Most athletic departments can't survive that.
They're going to have it one way or the other is what you figure. When and – how many and what it looks like, that's to be debated. But to your point, they're not going to miss two of these in a row. It would cost them too much. They stand to lose too much. So again, I'm curious as to what it's going to look like. Trying to stay encouraged that it's still going to be there. Pushing back makes more sense to me than pushing up. We'll see how it goes.
We've got some. I got some breaking news.
Okay.
Next story
from Shelby County. They are closing bars again.
Yeah, they already did this in Nashville, I want to say.
Yeah, they're closing bars again, effective tomorrow.
It's bound to happen.
At midnight, they will continue to look at what additional measures are necessary and likely look at restaurants and whether gyms have to close or reduce capacity. So, you know, the reality of the situation is that this is not a lockdown in the way that the first one was, where we just we deemed, okay, who's essential, who's non-essential, and we just closed everything that was non-essential. Mm-hmm. This is not that, but it effectively is. It effectively is another lockdown. We are locked down yet again. You know, if you're closing bars and you're closing restaurants and you're closing gyms and you're closing movie theaters and you're closing all these things that people do, you know, for fun or for recreation, that in essence is a lockdown. And it's incredibly disappointing. You know, it's incredibly disappointing. I know, you know, we're talked to all the time about vibe and be happy and fake it. But, you know, the reality of the situation is it's depressing. I mean, I think the first time around it was scary. You know, the first time around when we locked everything down, it was very scary. Everybody was throwing all these crazy numbers at you, 2.2 million deaths. Obviously, we're not even close to that. But this time around, I think it's just depressing. Like, it's just sad that we as a country have just bungled this the way we have, like as a, you know.
People were also shooting you way short of 130,000 deaths.
That's true.
They were on the other side of that too, and horribly predicting it wrong on that end as well. So we got misinformation on all sides. You're right. I think we can all agree this has been bungled. That said, the fact that they're closing bars doesn't surprise me one bit. They've been identified as places where spread is prevalent, or at least more prevalent, in those areas, and particularly where you're just in there and you start drinking. And John, you and I already talked about getting complacent just regularly when we're sober in terms of, you know, wearing the mask. Then you're going into a bar where it's already sort of that you're consuming, you're in a consumer role anyway, just like when you're in a restaurant. You know, the idea when you're drinking, you're going to take the mask off anyway. So that's But these have been, whether it's parties or bars, those have been, you know, places where spread is happening.
Yeah.
And so this, I want to say Nashville did this a couple of days ago. You had to figure it was coming at some point here, because right now, let's face it, these numbers are too high. What you can't do is see these numbers go up, and it's not just cases anymore. That's what we always said. Okay, well, cases is one thing. Hospitalizations are up, and you're reaching a point where now it's clear. We've lost control of it. You're getting to a point where your capacity in terms of hospitalizations, you know, it's getting to a point where it's got to stop now. You know, you don't want to surge past your capacity level. So, again, whether yes, it's discouraging to see these, you know, sort of what I guess some would say is a step back in terms of where we're at with this thing, but it's clearly necessary and probably should have been already in place, quite frankly, because this is, dude, these numbers are outrageous.
Yeah.
And you've got other countries that seem to have this pretty much under control. We do not, partly because of all the misinformation we've gotten on both sides.
You just wonder, like, how it ends. You know what I mean? Like, you just wonder sort of.
Well, vaccine will help. Pray to God that Fauci's right about that, about how, you know, the fact how encouraged he's been by that. That said, I'm with you. Usually takes much longer, even with all the world's smartest minds on it. You've still, even if you get it, you've got to get it out to the people. That takes time. And so we're going to be living with this thing for a while. You live with it better. You control it better when you're wearing the mask. That's the point. And so, again, too many folks have been, John, and not to single bar owners out, but it's too many folks have gotten into those bars, and it's throwback. We're good. We're through this thing, and that's what part of the reason why the numbers have gone up. I mean, it's not just bars, though. Imagine restaurants in some of these cases. You know, we've gotten lax, and we've got to get it back under control. You're right. It's basically back to phase one. We're just not saying it. Or zero, or whatever the heck,
zero.
What the start was, zero for us, I guess it was.
Yeah, so anyway, that is the latest in Shelby County. All right, we will come back. Anthony Sain's going to join us on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The sizzle is real this summer, and the weather won't be the only thing heating up, because right now, your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
It's the perfect time for a powerful business refresh during Dell Technologies Cyber Savings event. It starts now with up to 50% off high-performance Windows 10 business laptops, desktops, and servers, plus top-brand electronics. It's also your chance to streamline IT and simplify PC life cycles with PC as a service. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 10 Pro for business. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
details.
Imagine a coffee cup. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business, one of thousands on eBay, powered by millions of people, all working to get you exactly what you want. That's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
Hurt? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
The diehard batteries you know and trust are now at Advance Auto Parts. That means all the reliability, durability, and power you expect now come with free testing, free installation, and the unrivaled expertise of Advance team members. No appointment necessary. And for a limited time, purchase a diehard battery and enter to win a free Optima battery maintainer and charger. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Pulisic is what they tell me is how you pronounce his name. Pulisic. I guess the U is like an O sound. I don't know.
You can tell how huge he's going to be by your willingness to get his
pronunciation. He just scored again
right.
For Chelsea. Okay, they call him Captain America. The guy isn't even 22 years old yet that he's scoring in the Premier League. Okay? I mean, he's got to be one of the more – I mean, he's going to be the best player to ever come out of the United States of America.
I can tell how proud you are.
There's no question about it. Anthony Saint, you can hear him basically every day now on 93.9 FM ESPN. He joins us every Wednesday Tuesday, and he joins us now. Let's get it.
Now, it's Anthony Saint from Sports Illustrated's All Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Anthony Saint, what can you tell me about the young phenom, Christian Pulisic?
Man, I forgot this live radio. I can't tell you nothing about the dude. I'm about to say something else. I don't know what I'm about to do.
Well, he plays soccer. He's from Hershey, Pennsylvania, and he plays in the Premier League. Now, listen, we were talking about phenoms earlier, and he's got to be in the conversation. This dude's out there at 21 years old scoring in the best league for soccer in the entire world. Did we lose you, Anthony?
No, I'm here.
I think you just got him confused as hell. Like, where is this going? Saying, don't worry, I didn't know much about him either until John started spouting out about him today, about him. Oh, we're trying to figure out over the next 10 years, this was based on Mahomes and all that big money he got. I think it was Greenberg asked the question on Twitter, who are you taking? You taking Mahomes over the next 10 years? And in terms of athletes and greatness, Mike Trout in baseball, who's 28. Giannis, and they had Zion. Of course, he picked Zion, didn't pick Ja. I think you'd have to put Ja there. You'd have to put Luka Doncic there. If you had your pick, let's take Ja out of it because you're in Memphis. We could all pick Ja. Who would be your guy in the next 10 years? Is it Mahomes? Is it Giannis?
I think you got to go with a guy that's a winner. Mahomes is probably the most ridiculous quarterback I've seen in a long time. I'm a quasi 49er fan, and watching that game and thinking the 49ers were in good shape going into the fourth quarter, and then watching that guy just like effortlessly just come out and just win a Super Bowl, take a Super Bowl from the 49ers is like seeing is believing, man. And when I saw the guy, I knew he was the real deal. I got to bank on the guy that's winning championships.
Yeah.
And a guy who probably could put his team in position to be in the fold, in the hunt for a championship for years to come.
Who? Go ahead. Mike.
I was gonna ask you, saying if you were banking on, let's put Ja back into it. Is he here for 10? I mean, how many years was LeBron? How many years was AD in New Orleans? How many years was LeBron in Cleveland that first time around? Is Ja here for 10? Does he get to a? Does he sign a second contract? You know, then move on. Is he here for his entire career? What do you think? I heard you and Harrington talking about this morning.
I hate to talk about destiny, man.
Sure.
But it just seems like Ja's freaking supposed to be here. Like,
it does.
I don't really know. I don't have anything else to say. Like, I don't know. I don't want to sound like a homer or sound unrealistic. But I'm not the guy who's going to say that, you know, nobody wants to be here. Nobody's going to come to Memphis. I think that Ja is one of those kids who's, like, wired for this city and he's wired for this community. Just kind of almost like the same way people look at Luka and like, oh, yeah, Luka will be in Dallas forever. He just seems like a Dallas guy. Ja just seems like a kid who's going to be in Memphis forever, man. And I just I'm not really concerned about those type of things at all. Some people are like super worried about Ja. I'm not at all. I mean, the kid's got a gold grill. He's shooting basketball, playing pickup games for kids. If they had the Bluff City Classic, Ja would 100% be playing in it. Mm-hmm. He just feels like a guy who's going to be here forever.
Some of that's going to rely though on what the Grizzlies put around him, right? Like if AD had his that's the part of it, right? Of New Orleans, I guess, you know, it felt like AD loved the city, all that stuff, was comfortable, all of that. But it felt like New Orleans was the side that let him down in that part in terms of putting stuff around. So I'm with you that Ja, it feels comfortable for him here. And I like, but that's the other part of it too, is they've got to do right by it, right? They've got to continue to draft well and put it around him. Clearly, it feels like they're on their way. Saying what are some of the other things that got to happen to make sure this goes on for a while. And like you guys mentioned, maybe you win some titles. Maybe you get to a Western Conference Finals again. What's got to happen?
I think you're gonna have to have that other guy that you can put the ball in his hand and that can score buckets. Whether he's a spot up shooter or he's someone that can take the ball off the dribble and score, you're gonna have to have that third for sure star level player. I'm a big fan of Dylan Brooks. I love what Dylan brings to the team. I don't think the Grizzlies will be a top team if Dylan is your third best option as far as on the perimeter, because I'm counting Jaren as a perimeter player because he scores. You know, the guy shoots a phenomenal amount of three-pointers. I put a tweet out the other day, interesting stat about Jaren, is that he made 135 three-pointers this season in a season that was shortened, and the most Larry Bird ever made in one particular season was 98. So it just shows you how the league has advanced. And me and Chris also talked about this morning, how at the age Jaren is, no big player, including Dirk Nowitzki, was hitting three-pointers the way that Jaren does at this age and at that height. So I count Jaren as being that second perimeter scorer. But you'll need another one. You'll need another one. And I think that's what the Grizzlies are going to have to – they're going to have to do it. And if you look at, like, disgruntled positions, there's a lot of disgruntled young shooting guards, young wings in the NBA. I believe the Grizzlies should strike fast and strike early when it comes down to trying to acquire one of those guys.
Yeah, we're talking to Anthony Sane. Joins us every Tuesday here on the show, allgrizzlies.com. I was asking this to Kurt Heelan yesterday of NBC Sports. I know you saw the story from Calkins a couple weeks ago about, you know, the Grizzlies could trigger a clause if they don't have a certain amount of tickets sold, suites, whatever. And not to worry, right? I mean, that'll get taken care of one way or the other. But it does sort of, you know, bring to top of mind the idea that, the lease runs out, you know, in 10 years. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, who knows what the world's going to look like? You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, they could move. Who knows? But by that time, in 10 years from now, you've had 10 years of Jai, you've had 10 years of Jaren, they'll make other moves. Do you think by that time, by the time the lease is up, that they will have matched or exceeded their best postseason finish, which is Western Conference Finals appearance?
I think they will at least match it. I don't believe I'm saying this, bro, actually, but I'm absolutely in love with our front office. I've never been able to say that at any point of my Grizzly fandom. It's always been some guys who I didn't really trust with the team going forward. But Zach Kleiman and crew and the company over there, man, like, they're doing some phenomenal stuff. And it's like they're just so ahead of schedule, man. And they're just making smart moves and just putting the Grizzlies in position to do well going forward. And I think that the way that this team plays, the way that the league is headed, I think this team could definitely be a Western Conference final team over the next 10 years.
I'm not sure how much we can tell, saying from a Zoom meeting, in terms of how this team's going to – what it's going to look like when they get through training camp, which I believe starts Thursday. They head down to Orlando tomorrow, from a Zoom. But what were your biggest takeaways in terms of some of these player, you know, Zoom interviews that have gone down? In terms of the players, where their heads are at right now. I know they want to – I heard Ja, you know, I want to win. What's your impression of the guys? What's your biggest takeaway? I know they're all ready to play.
Man, like, here's something, like, it might come off as a joke, but just being dead serious. Like, looking at this whole pandemic situation, you would think that the youngest team in the league would be the one you'd be worried about as far as guys getting COVID or hearing some crazy story about whatever. But this Grizzlies team, man, I know the Grizzlies kind of keep stuff close to their vest anyway, but I don't think they're particularly hiding anything. This Grizzlies team seems to be super locked in to me, man. It seems like they really want to come back. They want to finish the deal. It seems like they've been motivated by the criticism and people who are counting them out. And they seem to be extremely locked in. It seems like they're focused on everything that has to be done. Ja looks extremely focused. He picked up 12 pounds. And I just think that I think they're going to make a lot of noise when this thing actually goes down in Orlando.
I will say, over the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 days, now that we're sort of getting close to the actual restart, I am very skeptical. I'm not going to lie to you. I am very skeptical about the viability of this. And really, you know, obviously they're going to restart. They're all going to go down there and they leave tomorrow and everybody's going to report and quarantine and all that. But, you know, you're seeing, you know, even guys who test negative. And if, for example, when they leave for a bubble in MLS, once they get down there, they test positive and then they can't participate in these tournaments. Like the MLS basically kicked Dallas out of the tournament because they tested positive. Nashville, it feels like, is going to get kicked out of it. So I'm skeptical, Anthony, that we are going to get the conclusion. And I hate that. Like, I wish that I was all in, but it just – I don't know. Like, people already have questions about the efficiency of the bubble anyway, and now you're sort of – I just wonder, like, is the Major League Soccer bubble is it an indicator of things that are going to come for the NBA as well? We know they have so much pressure from people to just cancel the season as is. And I wonder if that's sort of given us a look into our future with what's happening in Major League Soccer.
I really don't want to compare the two. I don't really know the details of the Major League Soccer bubble compared to the NBA. Like I've been saying all week on Jeff's show, I think the NBA is going to make it to the finish line. Now, the condition of the car by the time they make it there is probably going to be raggedy as hell, like by the time they pull up. But I think that they're going to make it happen. And I just think, man, these guys are – I think that the NBA players are so focused on what they're trying to do that I think that the amount of guys who are out there being reckless – because here's the thing, man. The plan is what it is, whether it's a Major League Soccer plan or the NBA plan. It's ultimately up to the individuals. It's up to the players to do what they need to do to protect themselves. And like I talked to Jeff about yesterday, it's all on them. And I actually feel safer for these guys in that bubble situation than I would if they were out in society. Like if they were just out living their lives, I would be more concerned about what those guys are doing not playing and what they'd be doing in the bubble, because it ultimately comes down to what they do individually to protect themselves. Because regardless of what we do in this society, we have to do – we have to wear our masks. We have to use our hand sanitizer. We have to stay out of people's faces. Those are things that we all have to do as individuals, and I think it's up to the guys in the league, the individuals, that will determine whether this bubble works or not.
What's Josh Jackson going to do in the bubble, Saint? Is
man,
he going to shine?
I haven't heard anything about Josh at all. I am the self-proclaimed Amar Rashad to his Michael Jordan. I am the Brian Windhurst, who is LeBron James. On record for saying that several times, but I haven't talked to him. I haven't heard anything from him. I would like to hear from Josh, but I'm assuming that Josh understands how big of a deal this could be for him with him being a free agent. So I'm sure he's probably locked in. I'm sure he's done what he's had to do, because he could come in and put on a good showing here in Orlando, even in just the 8 seeding games, and really make a name for himself in free agency. And there are a couple teams who have money, so I wouldn't be surprised if Josh comes out and does his thing.
I bet you he's thinking just like that, right? Like, let me get this in so I can. It's an opportunity for me to possibly, you know, impress somebody, go out and get signed. Is he going to have the opportunity, Saint? Will he have the same opportunity? Obviously, when you've got Winslow coming back healthy, heck, the NBA is healthier than it's ever been. Is that opportunity still going to be there for him to shine? Because I bet he's thinking just like the way you laid it out.
That's an interesting question. That's something I've been wrestling with as well. With the Grizzlies, the whole season, they found odd ways to develop and be productive at the same time, mm-hmm. where they've been playing 11, 12 guys the whole season and still being good on the court. Not sure what's going to happen when they go to Orlando. I don't know if they've thrown the whole game plan for the season out of the window of trying to, you know, develop and plan for the future. I don't know if they're all in at this point. But I would like to see Josh get minutes because, yes, he is auditioning. I hope that the Grizzlies are one of those teams he's auditioning for as far as being able to come back. It's still up in the air, man. We don't know. We don't know if you're going to see an 8-man rotation or an 11-man rotation when we go to Orlando. But I just hope that Josh, as well as the other guys, are locked in and focused on the goal.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan. Anthony, appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, man.
You got something else?
No, appreciate you, Sane.
All right, man. Appreciate your time as always, Anthony.
All right, bro.
Yep, he is Anthony Sane. Joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. Seeing from Keith Smith over at Yahoo that Jason Tatum, who is a relatively big name, right?
On his way to being a superstar.
Said that he was unsure about playing in the restart until about a few days ago. Said he's still not excited about it. Said he doesn't want to be away from his young son, his mom, and obviously what's going on in the country socially and COVID. He was not that excited. Well, you know, Jason, I'll tell you, nobody's excited about anything, pal. Okay.
Well, I mean, there's concerns about your own family, yeah. But then there's also, well, if we get there, we get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Gordon Hayward's got a baby that's due in September, and has already said it'll be an easy decision for him. He's out. So then it becomes what. Yes, I realize the money is one thing, but I'm also playing for a title. And if I don't have, you know, all of my firepower, do I really have a chance? So then it becomes again, hey, I'm looking at my family. Is this worth it? Is this worth leaving my family for? So you got, you know, again, we thought these numbers would remain relatively low and not deal in guys who have real legitimate shots at titles.
Yep.
And I, you know, while it still would have to be considered a long shot for Boston, when you consider Clippers, when you consider Lakers, when you consider Bucks, they are one of the teams capable. Certainly, if Toronto's capable, they've played as a team, they've been super impressive without Kawhi this year. I still think Boston has the talent, particularly with the rise of Tatum, mm-hmm. who is clearly on his way. I mean, he's on his way right now. To being a superstar. They've got a squad. That said, you get to September, you're in the Eastern Conference Finals, and all of a sudden, you know, Gordon Hayward's about to have that fourth child. He's out. That can change it up. You know, in a you know, for those top teams, and particularly for a Bucks team that could just, you know, maybe just needs a couple of, you know, a break to get by you. Now, I'm not saying that all of a sudden, you know, Boston's going to beat them with a healthy squad if Hayward does stay. I still like the Bucks, I think. But, again, if you're Tatum, you got to take all that consideration. I think the surprise here, John, if there's any, is that now you're seeing some of these guys that you thought had real title shots, right? You're seeing some of them that, you know, huge superstar-level type guys, you know, they're looking at not going. And that changes everything for Boston. Absolutely does.
Some other news in the NBA, David Mintzberg, who used to be around the Grizzlies. Do you remember that name, David Mintzberg?
Yeah.
He's now with the Pistons as the assistant GM. That's according to Adrian Wojnarowski. So there you have it, some news in the NBA with an old familiar name. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Ryan McDonough's going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the restart and some other news. Obviously, all the
opt-outs, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
When you're hunting for small game or big game or thinking of selling your home, think about Sheldon Rosengarten and you, Hugh Mallory.
That's right, Sheldon. We're with Mark Spensdorf Realtors, and while I'm often successful when I go hunting, I heard you're such a lousy golfer, they've banned you from some courses.
Very funny, you. I may be a horrible golfer, but I have a highly successful strategic marketing program with the famous Shellbucks option that takes up most of my practice time. My clients would much rather see me sell their home than hit a hole-in-one.
Sheldon, you're normally about 5 strokes away from a hole-in-one. That's on a par 3.
Yeah. Remember, don't tee off with any agent. Talk to 2 or 3 and let you, Mallory, and me be one of them. Remember what people often say. When you want the job done, call Sheldon and Mallory Moves Memphis. That's Sheldon Rosengarten and you, Mallory, at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at desotoautosales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
She serves too. Women make up about 16% of the American Armed Forces, and they've got a story to tell. From what it's like to wear the nation's military uniform and break glass ceilings while in the military, to transitioning to civilian life when their tour of duty is complete. Stay connected to the unique perspective of female veterans at ConnectingVets.com.
Whether you were a soldier, sailor, airman, or Marine.
ConnectingVets.com.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collierville or visit online at Joe Stewart Body Shop.
The diehard batteries you know and trust are now at Advance Auto Parts. That means all the reliability, durability, and power you expect now come with free testing, free installation, and the unrivaled expertise of Advance team members. No appointment necessary. And for a limited time, purchase a diehard battery and enter to win a free Optima battery maintainer and charger. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
My City Rides allows you to lease to own a brand new motor scooter to get where you need to go. And they provide training with their scooter school. We're talking with rider Mike Davis. Mike, did you already know how to ride?
I had never driven a motorcycle before My City Rides.
Tell us a little bit about scooter school.
Scooter school largely consisted of 2 parts. One part was a classroom format that focused on laws, safety, and equipment. The second part was actual on-scooter training in an empty nearby parking lot.
Were you scared at all?
I was terrified I would wreck the training scooter.
So how did it go?
So they didn't push us to do any of the exercises until we were ready. We started off slow. First was balancing, then riding in a straight line, then turning one way, then another. Towards the end, we worked on emergency techniques such as fast braking.
So what would you tell someone who is considering the My City Rides program?
If you're thinking about it, don't wait. It's almost impossible to find more reliable and more fun transportation for $90 a month. It's a lot of fun. It's also cheap.
Thanks, Mike. To find out more, visit MyCityRides.org. That's MyCityRides.org.
How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Been so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I'll call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, fella? Hey, yeah. Sure getting down. Look at him. Ha. We're gonna have a bunk good time. 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 Let's take him up, Fred. We gotta take you high. All right. You wanna do it again? You wanna do it again, huh?
We're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Interesting news in the NFL from a Memphian. Dontari Poe says he is likely to kneel during the national anthem this season, and he's hoping that Jerry Jones will come out and speak out against racial injustice and express some support for his players. As we know, Dontari Poe went to the University of Memphis, signed with the Cowboys as a free agent in the offseason. He's not talked to Jerry Jones about it. Jerry Jones has not released a statement, has not said anything about anything along those lines since George Floyd's death. Dontari Poe said he has not talked to Jerry Jones and that he does hope he comes out and shows his support. So this would not be the first time. I'm just kind of going through the story. Dontari Poe did kneel during the national anthem when he was with the Atlanta Falcons in 2017. Mm-hmm. He did have the support of Dan Quinn in that scenario. No Cowboys player has ever knelt during the national anthem to protest racial injustice, so Dontari Poe would be the first. Obviously, it does mean something a little different, you know, for that franchise because it's just never happened. But, you know, I don't even think Jerry Jones can you know, get in the way of, you know, of something like this. I don't know what he can say. I just don't. You know, the Cowboys are a brand, but I don't think they're bigger than racial injustice. You know what I mean?
He did. I mean, he, for those of us that it had to be cleared up for me, not here, but months back, because I remembered Jerry, I thought, arm in arm with Cowboys on a knee. That was before the anthem. He's been adamant that he would not kneel. There has been no Cowboys player that kneeled during the anthem. Poe has talked about right now, he's leaning towards doing that. Had Quinn behind him in 2017, but to that point, no Cowboy has done it. Jerry's made his feelings pretty clear about what goes on during the anthem and how he sees that as a disrespecting of the flag. So potentially explosive situation here, and particularly when you have players willing to criticize their owner. And look, in 2017, you're in a different place. We've seen it. We've talked about it this week. We've talked about it the previous week, where now corporations, right, your bottom line can be affected typically if you aren't changing at this point, because corporations have gone across the other side where they're saying, okay, this is wrong. We've seen it, you know, with FedEx, you know, with Fred Smith willing to sell his minority stake. So there's that part of it too now, where maybe in 2017 you're not willing to criticize your owner, the guy who signed your checks, publicly, because, again, you're happy with that. To that point, no Cowboy ever kneeled. Like, it's almost like Jerry had an understanding. Hey, we'll do this together before the anthem, But if I'm going to sign your checks, I need y'all to all stand during the anthem, like they had that understanding. Well, now's a different time where folks are speaking up everywhere and without the threat of or feeling the threat of or feeling the fear more so of repercussions from your job, from your, you know, from your corporation or, in this case, your owner that signs your checks. You're more willing to speak up because if they don't, John, they run the risk nowadays, we've seen, of getting run over by the tidal wave of change that's sweeping the country. There's no question about it. So Jerry has been silent, you know, eerily silent. Stephen A. Smith's been calling him out. Some of his own players have been saying, even Poe is saying, yeah, we kind of expect him to come out and say something soon about this because, you know, what your players want to know in this day and age, whether it's at the college level, whether it's at the pro level, is that you got their back. And so it'll be interesting to see if Jerry plays it the same way he did in 2017 and gets these guys to all agree, hey, we're not going to do it during the flag, or if he's going to have Dontari Poe and others on his hands saying, no, this isn't right. You got to come out and say something. We're going to kneel during the anthem, want you to either support it or kneel with us. I can't imagine you're going to see Jerry kneeling with him. The question will be, will he allow it? Will he support it when it happens? Because inevitably it feels like Poe and some of these others are going to test him on this.
Yeah, no, I mean,
so we'll see where it goes.
It's hard to know what Jerry's going to do. I mean, obviously,
like a game of chicken, somebody's going to get, you know, we're going to find out here.
Well, it will be Jerry in the end. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. I mean, he can't sort of withstand the social pressure that comes with that. So, you know, it's just a different time, you know, and I think you have a guy in Jerry Jones who's totally, you know, set in his ways. And nobody has ever challenged Jerry Jones because he's a, you know, multi-billionaire, you know. And so I think he's a guy that's set in his ways and
mostly liked, too.
Yeah.
I think mostly revered, even by the guys that play for him in those instances. Even the ones he ends up parting ways with still speak highly. But that it's coming to a point where the, you know, it's going to have to be, the rubber's going to meet the road here. It's going to, you know, mm-hmm. he's going to have.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.